Finally, it was time for a field test.
I was actually the person who put the eggs in the nests.
Helen Feasey of the University of Kent.
And so it was really a case of deploying a load of decoys into the nests and seeing if they what happens when they actually get taken.
Feasey planted a decoy egg in 101 sea turtle nests on 4 Costa Rican beaches. About a quarter of the decoys got snatched. Some malfunctioned, but others gave a trackable signal. One wound up at a bar about a mile away, but another traveled an impressive 85 miles from its nest. Feasey kept an eye on its progress from her cell phone.
And I basically watched this egg moving further and further inland, and eventually it stopped. So I zoomed in on the like Google Maps, basically, and it showed me very, very clearly that it had gone behind a supermarket, like some sort of back alley supermarket loading bay kind of area, which was pretty suspicious. There's no reason to really be there unless you're up to no good.
The decoy hung around the loading dock for a time before making its way to a nearby residential property.
The fact that it spent 2 days in sort of waiting suggests that it may have been handed over to a trafficker.
Who sold it to someone else, perhaps even the consumer.
That really fits with what we know about the illegal trade of eggs in Costa Rica. You know, we know that from anecdotal information and from interview information that eggs are sold door to door, and it seems very likely that this is what's happened. So, yeah, we were very happy with that result. We've proved the concept that you can actually use these eggs.
Feasey says she hopes the decoys, which they've dubbed the Invest Eggators, can help to really crack down on the illegal poaching of sea turtle eggs. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Karen Hopkins.